Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, hello there. It is Dr. Holly, and it's so great to be on the air. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science here with Dr. Decker Weiss, I should say. So, I don't know about your Twitter feed and Facebook pages, but it has been a flurry of posting and tweeting ever since the prominent actress Angelina Jolie did announce that she had a double mastectomy that was preventative. And it has caused a lot of conversation. I mean, a lot of conversation. Different angles, mm-hmm. different opinions, different weigh-ins, different, a lot of stuff. So I think we're going to talk about this today.
Yeah, we are. And we did a show when you were off teaching. We did one show, sort of an introductory one. And I thought it was time that we took several different angles at this, because it's way more than a celebrity gossip. It is a view of medicine. It is a new idea, a new concept. It's an old concept, but it's being done in a new way. And it is something that will dramatically change the face of medicine if this kind of system of there's a risk, remove an organ, move on, stays
right,
around.
So let's just review for folks, because I think it's really important, because there was mm-hmm. a lot of information. So we're talking about this individual, Angelina Jolie, who understood that she was positive for a certain gene mutation that increased in her mind and in her feeling, her chance of getting breast cancer. It's mm-hmm. the BRCA 1N2 gene mutations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is what's going on. And I think what's really important for us, for the listeners, is we're going to talk about this in many different ways, because I think what happens when somebody like that makes a decision, it's all of a sudden, oh my gosh, you know, I've had a history of breast cancer in my family. Mm-hmm. Should I get genetically tested? One, and where does that happen? Or shouldn't I? Or should we all? Or let's answer all of those questions.
Well, I think in the place to start is this real? Okay, because is the data real? And one of the things I talked about in the last show, and I'm sticking to it, is this 87% risk that was calculated for this woman. I had a hard time getting to that number. I looked at the way that they calculated it, and I wanted to go deeper into that. Is this gene for real, and is that risk real? And the idea, Holly, is that we help the listeners out to make their own decisions, because we get access to information and research, and we have the ability to interpret it and get you that nuts and bolts real quick. And so I went to the source. I went to the National Cancer Institutes. And I just want to read part of a quote. Now, it's not too far taken out of context here. Risk estimates that are based on families with many affected members, which is what they studied. They looked at families that had a lot of breast cancer. They looked at DNA, and they found this BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation. Now, that's not unreasonable. It's hard to just scan the general public. You want to scan the ones that are sick. So if they had 10 people in a family, they scanned them all, and if two of them had breast cancer, they wanted to see what genes they had compatible. So it was only in these families that they studied it. And when you study statistics, that's a flaw. That is, you have to study a whole population, the unaffected BRCA. And what if there's families that in Chicago or in New York, thousands of members that have the same gene but have had no breast cancer? So you don't know that. The other part to that is there is no long-term information on it. So therefore, the National Cancer Institute say the percentages given are estimates, and it may change as more data comes available. Now here comes the conspiracy. Right, Holly? Here
All
comes
right,
the,
okay.
We watch your breasts, right? And the whole bad stuff comes when that stuff's made. But I don't agree with that either. But
okay,
what do you take on that?
I think genetic testing for things like the BRCA gene, it's not a black and white issue. So I have a hard time, and I love things like this, and I hate things like this. I love things like this because I'm in conflict. And whenever I'm in conflict with anything, I feel like I have to sit and just really dig deep to where mm-hmm. and how I feel about it. not what the headlines are telling me to feel. And this is what I want people to do too. It's like, dig deep. You got to be able to understand, wake up your own mind and do what's best for you. So here's the deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I think, like many medical decisions, it's a very personal one. And each person has to choose for themselves what is right based on what they know, their family history, their threshold for taking risks, okay? Mm-hmm. The fear of the unknown, I think. The analysis of the data, as you say. The analysis of the data, we know this in research, and we know this in headlines, and we know this. Yep. The way that you analyze the data and how it is presented is hugely different from the truth, okay, from the real truth. And I also think, quite honestly, that I think that early screening may save lives and genetic testing may save lives, but it also leads to a great deal of overdiagnosis and then therefore overtreatment. Because in my opinion, there are cancer cells being propagated in our bodies most of the time. But guess what? We also, if we are feeding our bodies and our bodies are at work, our bodies are completely, they're like, hey, I got it. Don't worry. You keep doing your job. Keep taking care of me and I'm going to take care of you, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. And so my fear is that even with screening, quote unquote, mammograms and maybe these genetic testing, that if I just don't know if that's the best place and the best messaging for staying well when it comes to this issue.
Yeah, and I have two pieces to add to that. Women, if you're listening, we support your right to remove your breasts. I know my friend Holly enough. We believe in that choice. Please don't think that when we're coming at this, that we're saying, hey, this is just a superstar fad here. Don't do this at home. We support everybody having the opportunity to make their decision. This is all about exactly what Holly's saying, taking the fear out of it, putting the education into it, and giving you many opinions. Holly, I have another opinion from a John Aspley. He is multiple degreed medical professional. He gives the other side, okay? Now, the National Cancer Institute said, and I thought that was actually a pretty good statement from the NCI. They said, look, our data is based on sick people and sick families. It's not based on the whole population. We can criticize that, analyze that how we want. The other side is coming back with a very strong statement. What folks need to know is that genes can only express what they are fed. Sounds like one of our Hollyisms coming up here. I think that this man must know who you are and be watching that show of yours. If they are fed a polluted diet from a toxic immediate environment, they will express disease. With proper diet and a detoxified milieu, genes will almost always express resilient, thriving cells, uses the word never cancerous cells. Unless we learn this, we will end up amputating most body parts by the end of this century. My heart aches for Angelina, and I wish her the best. Wow.
Wow. Wow, exactly.
Exactly. You know, there's a business side to this, Holly, too. This is a $3,000 to $4,000 test. I do not believe that Angelina had her breast removed as part of a business conspiracy. But Myriad Genetics that owns this test, along with the fact that there is a big issue in courts, can we own genes? Can companies have ownership of certain genes and gene mutations to create drugs for and do things? There's all of this conspiracy out there. But it is a $3,000 to $4,000 test out there. The company is exploding right now because of all this. You can never take the business out of medicine, but does it fit here or is it just kind of a side story, Holly?
No, I think it is actually an important point. I do. Because I think that we have to remember that, and you know, somebody tagged me because it's like, oh, you can't use a gun analogy, that's bad, but your genetics can load the gun, your lifestyle pulls the trigger. I'm talking about a yoga gun when we're at tree pose, okay? That's really what I'm talking about. But I do think it's really important to understand that this is such an individual decision. And when you put the dots really close together and wake up your own mind, you'll make the best decision for you, and it's the best way to stay well.